This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
It's President's Day, so some of you are working. If you're listening to us, you probably are working and you're noticing no one else is. Already, nobody here. So we've got a bunch of people who think that Hubbard Broadcasting take President's Day and didn't got people taking the day off. I think we're the only ones in the building right now.
Yeah, it's pretty empty parking lot.
Yeah.
I think Mo's here.
Is she? No one will know that.
Look at the effort I'm putting in, boss.
Nope, still can't hear it. Still can't hear it. Yeah, Mo's down there. Maybe. I don't know. Whether she turns the mics on or not, no one will notice. Yeah, and I think the boys in the old man station's out. I don't know if the sports station even – do we even still have that? Is that still a thing?
I think
we
it
shut
is.
That down?
Yeah.
I think Mike Broomhead's the new morning guy there. It's pretty great.
He's doing everything.
Yep. He's hired to do it all. He's a good dude. He's all over the place. We'll get Bruce St. James in there to do sports. That'd be fun. He's looking for a job.
I got the Coyotes game the other night. I couldn't believe what I was doing.
The sports turkey. Racing.
It's time to check the sports turkey. Let's see what the sports turkey predicts this week.
Take the over-under in the Suns-Bucks game. Over.
Could Pamela come? I'd love to hear her take on sports.
Bruce, why don't we work at KTR anymore? I don't know. I mean, we would just people want to be around.
Bruce. I'll have lunch with them soon. It doesn't feel right teasing them while they're unemployed.
Yeah, that's pretty mean.
Is it? Bruce told me about that months ago. He knew. This wasn't a surprise. People always ask me that, too. What happened to Mac from Mac and Get? I'm like, I don't know.
Fired.
Yeah, fired him. What happened to Bruce? And I'm already getting, I read this weekend, Bruce is out. Your buddy Bruce. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty rough. He knew about it. It was a kind of a long-term firing. I texted him last week. I'm like, are you still on this station?
All right, that's enough.
Like, Jesus, the longest firing in radio history. We just already get canned and get a job somewhere else.
All right, okay. That's enough of that. Plenty of that.
So he's at home. He's on a boat in Catalina now. They're giving him money to not work, which is a
dream. Super yacht.
So, radio turmoil. A buzz. Don't care. I like Bruce. He'll be fine. Pamela's great. She's the best hair in radio ever. So much of it. Lovely lady. She'll figure her thing out, too. I had lunch with her. She goes, I do not sound like you think I sound. Pamela, you should run a country club.
What?
It's time now for the Brady Report. It is brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And it is Hooters. They love their customers, and they want to prove it to you. 10 boneless wings and fries for just $6.99 all day long tomorrow. That's all day long tomorrow, $6.99 for a full meal. That's amazing. And it's only at Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy President's Day. Got a couple of fun facts. The deadliest mountain in the world is the Annapurna 1 in Nepal.
It gets up and stomps stuff.
There's a sequel?
Yeah.
There's an Annapurna 2. But Annapurna 1, only 191 people have successfully climbed it, and 61 have died trying.
So ratio's a lot higher on that one.
The term hooker.
That's got to be the most anticlimactic feeling ever. You talk yourself into that being fun, and then you're standing on top of that thing, and you go, okay. Well, got to go back now. It's just got to be that thing where you feel like the accomplishment side, but you're just about to die, and all you want to do is get off. I don't think it would be that great.
Yeah, the fun factor in that.
I guess I understand that. Because like marathons, you think, man, what an accomplishment. I've accomplished something. I feel like, but you just feel like garbage at the end of it, and you want to go home. I'm like, why did I do this? This is it? I get a medal and a T-shirt? Do you get a T-shirt at least with Everest?
Doesn't look so intimidating from Google Maps.
From space. You're a lot higher in space. And yes, it does. Even from space as you
all right, that does.
Get closer. It looks pretty sheer. I don't know why you'd want to do that. Is that a lake up there?
Does look like a...
I believe it is. Sure is.
Tilcho.
Ugh, that looks terrible.
Talk about a party lake. Houseboats on that thing.
I'd still rather do that than go to Gold Canyon and enjoy the Renaissance. Would you like to climb Annapurna?
Oh, no, I'll be on a glacier lake.
Or go
you.
To the Renaissance Festival. I'm like, oh, you've already got your backpack. Yeah, I heard you start Renaissance, the word Renaissance, and I started packing for Annapurna, too.
The term hooker started in the 1820s when prostitutes would hang out in a part of Manhattan called Collier's Hook.
Collier's?
I think it's, or Corleers.
Oh.
So it's the world's oldest profession. So it was just prostitutes before that?
Yeah.
Sluts. Or ladies of the evening. Houses of ill repute.
Yeah.
It's very classy.
Yeah, you want your job to have the word ill in it. I'm a lady of ill repute. Oh, my wife's a checkout girl at the AMP.
I'm an accountant of ill numbers.
Yes, I am. Filthy, filthy man. I masturbate on your taxes.
Chlorine was added to pools in the 1950s because it could kill polio.
Still doing it to this day.
There's a 35-year-old guy named Gary DeNoia in Jersey City, New Jersey, and he's been in a committed relationship the past 2 years with a ghost named Lisa.
See? They do exist.
That's right.
John.
No, I've stand corrected. This science. Proof. How in the world can I argue at this point?
Turns out they're even.
I'm done. They're out there
getting it on in a supernatural way.
Oh yeah.
To spice things up once in a while,
ghost porn.
So Gary and Lisa went out for Valentine's Day.
Party of two.
First, they ate popcorn and ice cream sundaes.
Okay, here's the thing that'll prove it to me, Gary. Show me your dinner, and if that plate starts to disappear without anybody touching it, I tip my cap to you, sir. Here's your Nobel Prize. You have proven the afterlife.
And they watched their favorite movie?
Ghost.
Ghost.
I would also like to watch Gary lay flat on his back nude with an erection. And then, without using his hands, the erection goes up in the air on its own and then kind of like starts to maneuver itself. And then all of a sudden.
Maybe it does, John.
Bellagio. And there's no mess because the ghost, she swallows.
Well, it happened.
See? Brady
just impregnated her.
They had their first threesome.
With another ghost or
a person? With one of Lisa's ghost friends, Sadie.
Oh, man, this guy's living the life.
It was Lisa's idea for the threesome. Her only rule is she doesn't want him kissing her friend.
What does this guy do for a living, Brady?
Why is he a professional liar?
He's riding the ferry there.
He's riding the ferry.
Just coming into the office. What if he worked here at Hubbard?
You know what he does for a living, Eric? He disappoints his parents every day. He looks okay.
Yeah.
What's wrong? He's mentally disturbed.
And I'm saying he's got to be doing this for a joke.
No, he's got to be doing this because nobody in this world anymore points out weirdos and says you need therapy.
Wouldn't you love it if he worked here? Just walk in.
Oh, I'd love it for 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh, here comes goddamn Gary. Yeah, me and the little lady had a pretty good night last night. Oh, yeah, what did you and Lisa do? Well, she was walking through walls, and I was playing this game like, can I do it? And I knocked myself out twice. And then we went over to Applebee's and did a 2 for $20. Why not just split your meal, Gary? She's not eating the two part.
I've gained a lot of weight.
She's pretty hot in this picture, don't you think?
She's a good-looking lady. She looks like a Jersey skyline. She's
saucy.
I just don't get it. And why parents just don't bottle you up and put you in a room of pads. If Kirby started that, would you be? Because you're a very accepting, I don't like to get mad at her thing. But if she said, I'm dating a ghost, isn't your first move like, psychiatry?
Yeah.
We're going to take her in and stop saying that out loud. Stop it.
But, Dad, this is my ghost boyfriend.
You would disown her.
At a certain age. The imaginary friend or ghost.
Seven.
Yeah.
If she's a teenager and she's got a ghost, that basically means her self-confidence is shot. She's no longer dealing with reality. That's dangerous. And then would you even consider her your own anymore if she was in the news as the girl who had a threesome with two ghosts?
I got Eiffel Towered by a couple of ghosts.
If it's a girl, nobody. Ugh.
As a father, it's probably better that than the alternative.
Yeah. That your daughter's crazy rather than getting Eiffel'd. But she's bragging about it. So she's super aware of the idea of being Eiffel Towered. So she's not against it. But at least it's not really happening. She
comes out of the bedroom all tired.
Oh, that Kirby.
I got drilled by P.T. Barnum and I think Napoleon.
Taking your birth control?
Yeah. What happens if a ghost impregnates her? It comes out half ghost, half people.
Then that is the chosen one.
That is right. The Holy Ghost, as it were.
He has returned.
I would pretty much be like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go down to the, I think it's the DMV, and we're going to change your last name, and you're going to never talk to Daddy again, because this is embarrassing.
A few weeks ago, the Unicode Consortium, which is the group that's in charge of the official set of emojis, they announced 117 new ones.
A council of emoji people?
Yep. Unicode Consortium.
The poop would like to say a word.
We put a hat on him this year.
I am the poop, and I feel I need an accessory.
The website Emojipedia.
Pull that up, Talia. I need to see people's. The new emojis.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, people are excited. The five that people are most excited about are the pinched fingers, Mafia Don gesture.
Hey.
The transgender flag.
What's a flag for
what's
that?
What's the transgender flag? Well, we need to see it.
Yeah.
What is that?
Not sure.
Not when the rainbow.
When the wind blows, it turns into a different thing.
Maybe there's just different colors.
It's a guy with a mullet and a tuxedo.
A smiling
face
with tears.
A male bride.
Oh, is that what that is?
Male bride. Female groom.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
There's the pinched fingers.
Oh.
Why is there a ninja?
Why
there's
not?
Always
a ninja. Everyone needs a ninja.
Was there not a ninja before?
And there's different shades of ninja.
There's a black ninja. Be careful.
Finally, I can do the fondue.
There's an
emoji.
Is that a chocolate shake?
There's a big...
That's the Bobo tea.
Oh.
There's a Great Dane and also a mastodon. A beaver.
About time the mastodon got some.
That's a black cat.
Oh, it is?
It's as big as the mastodon. Yep.
There's a beefalo.
Yep.
Dodo bird.
A dodo bird. Fly, snake, roller skate.
Green olive.
Of course, green olive.
Turkey burger.
Is that a panini? Blueberries. Where's that one we were talking about?
Yeah, the transgender.
Where's the transgender flag? Is that there down on the bottom? Looks like Israel.
That's got to be it.
Bottom right. There's a gay pinata. So I hate to break it to everybody, but the transgender flag is going to be used as an insult more often than not.
Yeah.
That's reality. I'm sorry. How
can you use it as an insult if nobody knows what it is?
Yeah, well, that's why. Because then people would text back, what the hell is that? Transgender flag.
You're welcome.
It'll take a while.
Because you're acting like a chick. That's what it's going to be. Bros will be burying that. Why is it blue, gray, and white?
I don't know.
Is there significance to that?
It's not gray. It's pink.
Oh, it is?
Blue, pink, like light blue, light pink.
Gotcha.
It's like Easter. It's the Easter flag.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit pastel.
They can have it.
Well, they do.
Yeah, it's not going to
have theirs.
It. The rainbow still kind of upsets me. I don't know why
you guys scored
the rainbow.
It's ours.
Bad news.
Skittles are harder to eat than ever before. Public as a straight male. Are you not confident? I'm like, not really. I'm holding a rainbow of flavors. And
you're telling me to taste it.
You're asking me if I'm confident, and I'm not sure I am because it's good. Eat my rainbow. See, this is where we're running into trouble.
Bad news if you like trying to win money by playing trivia on your phone. HQ Trivia. It was the first live video trivia app when it went,
viral.
Before. In 2017, and it spawned tons of imitators, but they're shut down. Rompum also launched May of 2017. That was the new company that sold rompers for men. It's done. And Movie Phone.
Yeah, that's out.
Back in 1999, AOL
2019
acquired...
Movie Phone finally went away?
Is it the Movie Phone that announces what time movies are?
Yeah. Back in 1999.
I just think of Kramer every time I think about that.
Why in the world is anybody still calling that?
Why don't you just tell me what movie you want?
Why don't you tell me what movie you'd like to see? Thank you for calling Movie Phone. Last guy who uses it.
AOL acquired Movie Phone for $388 million. The company is now worth less than $10 million. Right. Its parent company has filed for bankruptcy, and it's down to just one employee.
The guy on the
phone. That one guy show up to work.
Waiting for, he's like the Maytag man, waiting for one call. Thanks for calling Movie Phone.
You think his wife gives him crap that he goes to work every day still? Why are you going?
Just quit, Bob.
Do they even have an office? Couldn't you just work from home?
Right.
Oh, can you telecommute?
Just record the stupid movie times. I bet for the last 5 years he's like, I've been saying that Pokemon is a porno that begins at midnight. Nobody's noticed.
Hey, the last Blockbuster hung on for a while. Yeah. And then I saw there was that VCR repair shop in Mesa. Way too long.
Yeah, I think that was just the sign.
On Alma School. No, it was going, man. I was keeping an eye on it. I'd drive by it and laugh.
Then it was a meth front.
Maybe.
You got a VCR you need worked on? Nobody has that.
Boy, it's heavy.
I know. I'm laundering cash. Can't change the sign now. People get suspicious.
Well, your search reveals the top 10 best VCR repair in Mesa.
Oh, my God. There's more?
There's 10 in Mesa. Well, there's a lot of
the one I was thinking was on Alma School. It closed finally. But you're saying there's still some out there.
Chuck's TV repair, Melrose TV, VCR, and stereo repair. Well, he's branched out.
Yeah, if you add a few more. Yep.
The one over by my house finally closed down. It just had a big sign that said TV repair. And an old man standing outside going, what the f*** are you looking at? So what? It's going to make a comeback.
You can just buy a new one now. Yeah.
Tube TVs, sir? You think so? Ah, you. Go to Richardson's.
How much does your VCR weigh? It weighs 3 kilos.
Gotcha. Bring it in.
Understood. Bring it in. We'll take care of it. Seems like there's a tape stuck in there, sir. I need the tape out and delivered back to the Blockbuster.
10 to 6 Monday through Friday, John. Closed on Sundays, 10 to 2 on Saturdays.
Closed on the Lord's Day.
That's right. No VCR watching will happen.
I'm not
going to
do any of that on the Lord's Day. I only fix stuff Monday through Saturday.
He's had mine for 3 months. Been waiting.
Waiting on a pot. Yeah. I'm waiting on a new VCR. It's going to cost you $400 to fix this.
There's Chuck fixing TVs.
I got a little Asian boy working on the chips you need.
That's exactly what I picture.
Yeah. Chuck's hanging on. I got no other skills. I wasted the whole Reagan administration learning these goddamn VCRs. Now what?
That looks like a plasma TV.
Dude is busting ass on that TV. This thing's no good.
He's filling it with plasma right now. Slow on plasma.
Look at the back of this thing. This ain't even human. Built by aliens. I got news for you, folks. Your TV's no good. It was built by aliens. I can't get the parts.
He spray painted his own letters on the windows.
I just love the old man that stood up in front of that TV repair shop. The old TV repair shop sign. Every time you went by, he's standing outside. Ah, you. He was there when you lived over in that area, Brady. You remember that? By the running store?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still there up until recently.
Shavetronic?
I don't know. You. He just looked mad. Ah, you. Hey, can you fix my transistor radio? Sure I can. I don't have a transistor radio. Ah, you.
That and the cobbler in the area. I wonder if he's
cobblers, we still have shoes. I mean, it still makes some sense. Some people need cobbling. Calling it cobbler, just call it shoe repair, because you seem like...
Only guy I know could braid his ear hair.
Oh, blah.
So Chuck's bio says...
It's like Pocahontas.
Oh, he's coming out. Braids. It was a fro coming out of there.
He has to know.
Yes.
I know.
Chuck's bio says, specializing in big screen TV repair, we service all makes and models of plasmas. Yeah. DLPs. Does anybody still have a DLP?
I don't know. Chuck's working on it.
Flat screen, LCD, LED... And high definition.
Chuck
displays.
Just goes and buys you a new television.
Here you go. He just swaps it out.
Let's go charges out
you.
A personal shopper.
Factory finish.
The dude with the hairy ears and stuff, though. You had your shoes cobbled by him before?
No, they also did tailoring.
Oh, so you had
so
your clothes.
I had his wife, yeah, to a him.
Can I help you? And this is what he hears. Sure, I can do that.
Apparently, Chuck can make dolphins jump out of your TV, too. This is his website.
That's right. Sometimes I got to tell you, after I work on a television, the stuff in it comes to life.
Poor He'll Chuck.
Be walking maybe, around your house.
You're going to freak me. Out.
You're going to lose your minds.
Poor Chuck's put all his money into this business.
Yeah. What you don't realize is I'm a Merlin.
Look at him.
Old and I can Chuck. Conjure the things on television into your world.
Ooh, only in business since 2006. Maybe this is at that current location.
Oh, God. I have a dream. 2006.
Honey, I quit my job today. What are you going to do, Chuck? What are we going to do for money? How will we pay the bills? I'm a VCR repairman. My God.
Those plasma TVs, I can fix them.
I think Obama's going to bring back the VCR. And I'm going to be ready for it.
He's got a frequently asked questions segment on his website.
What are you doing?
Do you charge for an estimate? No, we give free in-shop estimates, so you got to bring it to us.
You lug that thing down here.
Then the follow-up question, do you make home service calls? No, we do not.
Of course not. Got to bring it down to Chuck's. My wife and I didn't start this beautiful thing 13 years ago.
Yes, this is our home in the back.
Of course we live here. This is lousy with TVs. I'm like Mike TV from Willy Wonka. It's just nuts. Do you want the things on your television to come to life and walk around the house and never go away? You can do that? No.
Bring it to Chuck's.
That's what I got to tell people to make them come repair their TV. My TV breaks, and it is now. It's just like, I'll just get another one.
John, we got a crotchety old TV repairman on Alma School. He's got a pretty good racket going. He charged me $100 to look at my TV, then tried to charge me $600 to get it back. No 20-year-old TV is worth $700.
No.
TVs are $400 now.
That's why we're making fun.
Yeah. The parts have to come all the way from Indonesia, so it's going to be $1,000 to repair your $300 television.
Chuck's been in business for 14 years.
Chuck is Walter White.
Right.
There is a mountain of money in a storage facility.
He didn't look like Walter White.
I know, but all he has to do is get a couple of fake TVs rolling in. Or he's doing fake IDs like the guy at the end of Breaking Bad and getting you into Alaska and your vacuum sales and repair
shop. I'm with
you.
That's the only way this could be open.
No way.
If Chuck's first question isn't front loader or top loader, then I'm out. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, hey, what kind of Samsung are you looking at? Front loader? It's a television, Chuck. I asked you a simple question. Do you load the laundry in the front of it or the top? That's the only way I can fix this television. You don't know what a TV is, do you? No.
That's where you messed up, Brady. You should have gone crooked.
I'll fix it and then I'll paint it.
He just paints an image on it. Look at that bright life.
By the way, John, the password to buy meth at the VCR repair shop is Betamax.
There it is. I'm looking to see if you still sell Betamax. Stepping it back. My wife's got loads of beta. I'm looking for The Heartbreak Kid starring Matt Dillon. Follow me. It's not a movie.
According to a new study out of the University of British Columbia in Canada, if you're in a long-distance relationship or your significant other is away, you can sleep better by smelling their shirt.
Oh.
Researchers had people wear a shirt for 24 hours without deodorant, perfume, or cologne.
Wait, you're telling me the bed is just yours and you're having trouble sleeping?
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
They had those people's significant others sleep with those shirts over the pillow. They also had some sleep with unscented shirts. They found the people who got the smell of their partner through the night had better sleep quality. They felt more well rested and got more than an extra hour of sleep per week.
These are the same people that pee a little bit when that person comes home because they've got dog separation anxiety. You give me the bed to myself for a couple nights? Angel. Sleeping like a baby.
Like a starfish.
Oh, I'm just all arms open. I am Patrick for the night. You mean I get the whole bed tonight?
Yeah. You going to put my shirt on a pillow so you can sleep?
Yeah, count on that. I'm going to bang it. I'm going to bang one out right in the center of your side. I'm going to roll over and the rest of the bed is mine. I'm going to sleep better than I've ever slept.
An Italian woman evaded arrest for a little over 2 years by posing as a nun and hiding out in convents in northern Italy. She was arrested, tried, convicted of fraud by the court in Sicily in late 2017, sentenced to 2 years in prison. An arrest warrant was issued, but she fled the island, covered her tracks, made her way to the other end of Italy, where she found refuge in a couple of different convents. She said to one of the ones she was staying at, she duped the nuns by saying she was a sister looking for help and claiming she was severely ill. Then she moved on to another convent and finally got to the last one where the nun started to get a little suspicious because her stories she would tell over didn't match up.
Right.
She told them wrong.
Did too much to cover.
Called the police. Sure enough, it was the lady. They finally caught up with her. I didn't know this, but she's not the only one to do this. According to the a Sicilian mafia boss.
Most nuns are crooks? hiding?
He was dressed as a bishop during his 43 years on the run. He would put on...
That's a great idea. Be suspicious of all bishops.
Another one dressed as a priest to attend meetings with other members of the organization.
How about that, the Italian guy? Yeah, I just decided to come into a priesthood because, you know, I've been living a pretty clean life. What are you guys doing? We're going to have sex with little boys. Oh! Ho-ho! What am I on a run for? All I did was kill people. He wanders into that den of horrific people thinking he's hiding. So you're saying the mob uses the priesthood to hide criminals.
Yeah, another guy put on the priest collar and was importing cocaine from France in a car.
Can we please at least change up the outfit? Maybe that's why the priests dress so weird. So the Italians won't dress like that because it's just...
I look like a fagioli walking around in a dress and a big tall cap like that. I'm not doing it. You got to dress up as a priest in order to get the stuff across the border. I'll dress up as anything but the big fagioli.
A couple of guys tried to steal stuff from London's first gay bookstore. Gay's the Word, opened in 1979. They were going down to the basement, mm-hmm. getting some computer stuff.
That's code.
Ran across a couple of bottles of Prosecco, and that just got to finish them.
Right.
They didn't make it out of there. Got too drunk.
And died in the basement?
No, they got caught. I think they took a little nap.
Wait, two gay guys had sex in the basement of a gay bookstore? That's
no,
news?
They were robbing it.
Oh.
And they started drinking as they were robbing, having so much fun.
What was a gay bookstore? Happy.
You can't let Prosecco go.
What are they robbing?
Mostly the computers and.
Oh, I suppose.
There's no cash there.
Yeah, I can't imagine a gay bookstore is that lucrative that it would be a mark for cash robbery. They have some nice computers, though.
Bradley Streeter is 20 years old. He lives in Australia. And he was going for one of those ultimate selfies, it sounds like. He was at the platform at the Cave Garden sinkhole in Mount Gambier.
It's also the name of a gay bookstore down on 7th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bradley tried to do a little handstand. Fell 98 feet into the sinkhole.
Mm-hmm. Is he alive?
No.
No, he's very dead. That's the reason?
Yep.
That you did the handstand in the first place is to defy death. And sometimes you don't. Like if you did a handstand on the side of the Grand Canyon, the reason you're doing it is to go, look at me. I'm edgy and I'm tempting fate, and then fate just pushed you. 98-foot drops? You want to play around on those?
Yeah, it's part of the deal.
It's the 50-50 you got involved in.
I got a quick Wild America.
All right.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America. The city of Lakeland, Florida, had to close a portion of one of their parks last week because of a massive snake orgy.
Mm. Also the name of a bookstore on 7th Avenue. Massive snake orgy and books.
They're non-venomous snakes, not aggressive, but they ball up, get it on with each other.
When you say massive snake, does that mean big snakes or a lot of snakes?
A lot of snakes. Okay. They shut it down for that area, let them get it on, and they break up.
Yeah, who's going to try to break that up?
Slither off.
All right, that's enough. You've had your fun.
I'm Brady Bogan, and that's your Wild America.
Where was that?
Lakeland, Florida. Oh. We'll end it with a couple of radio videos. The first is a TV weatherman in Iraq.
Doing
a road report.
Why did that surprise me?
I know.
News, floods, weather, terrorism. That's all like I'm so bigoted
towards. They can't have weather,
no,
weatherman,
I don't think they have weather
on the 10th.
Right? Three-looking weather. Everything we see just makes it seem like there can't be a Dewey Hopper of Baghdad.
Well, they do...
lots of sunshine, bombs!
It's not too different from our TV.
Of course not, but I...
Especially when they're doing roadside reports.
John's just
and
a
they're
jerk.
Crazy about
yeah,
the
we're
snow.
All jerks. You said it about
I
Africa.
I didn't think
said,
about it.
You
I understand.
I understand they have weather, but I just can't imagine. Like, I look for Channel 4. I'm the wacky weatherman! It's hot outside, but not as hot as it was when my house was on fire.
Saddam Hopper.
Don't step in that puddle.
Be careful. We go outside today, 20% chance of storms, also 20% chance of erupting cars. Not really weather.
So this is his report about the snowfall.
Funny.
A white man gets a snowball attack while reporting a snow-covered Iraqi Kurdistan.
Oh, throwing snowballs at the weatherman.
The show must go on.
That's not snow, it's ricin. They're pelting him with ricin balls. Iraq looks fun.
Yeah, see? We're getting all the propaganda stuff from Iraq. Why don't they show the snowball fight?
They never show the fun snowball fights. I always see Iraqi people dead in the streets and, like, rubble. I've never seen, like, a guy dressed as Frosty getting a snowball in his face.
Iraq is probably the most fun place I've ever had in my life. I go to the street, get snowball fight with children. Chris, walk through the rubble, step over the dead bodies. Watch for IEDs. Chris could be throwing snowballs or bombs.
Dewey Hopper, News 5.
Crap, I'm whacking crazy. We visit elementary school that did not blow up and say hi to the kids. Going to be four outside. Very cool.
There couldn't possibly be fun, nice people in Iraq.
Well, there isn't. There isn't. There is not that. Nope. There isn't.
Not one.
Not a one. Not anymore. Maybe before, but now they're just...
If that weatherman was a dick, he would have pulled out a gun and killed all those people.
It's sunny here for the Sunnis. Sunny for Sunnis. We should kill them all. The Kurds, they live in the heat. I hate the Kurds. The Kurds can all die. They have the Ba'ath people over here. I do the weather for the Ba'ath people in hopes that someday it's 300 degrees.
I'm no Habubi.
It's Bobby Habubi back again with weather. Today, unfortunately, the northeastern part, Sunni nation, still here. Sun did not torture them as we had hoped and prayed that Allah would kill all of the Sunnis for believing in the wrong prophet. But today, 72 in Tikrit, and no chance of Allah and Barak returning on the horse to destroy them all. Back to you, Stacy.
Thank you, Bobby.
She's an American.
They'd freak out with grapple, too.
There was a squirrel that was water skiing. He was immediately destroyed. He is a conjuring of the black arts. Probably Sunni.
As much as we hear, it's just a nation divided by people who can't stand each other. It's odd to see a snowball fight. And that is because we're propagandized so heavily against the Middle East.
ISIS Storm Team 9.
Our ISIS chopper is in the air right now looking at all the weather possibilities over Sunni nation. I hate you. I hope you'll die today. 300 degrees. Dig holes and get in. Yeah, the Kurd people is nice. 68. Very nice. Get outside. Take a hike. Have a snowball fight in mountain.
Horrible flood. Over 300,000 infidels have died.
Oh, the Sunnis. If I get to do weather for Sunnis one more time. Live at a train station for children. It's nice. A little fair. It's Canada Day. Snowball fights, ice skating, ice cream. Not for you, Sunnis.
Come on out to the stoning festival.
Yeah, come on out to beat up a woman who's on her period. the Sunnis come by for ice cream. We do this. Are you Sunni, not Sunni? Sunni, not Sunni, a game we play. If you turn out you're Sunni, we kill you. Right? And then also pita bread. We have lots of pita. What else is going on? We're raising money for killing Sunnis. the GoFundMe page to kill Sunnis. The Kurd people hate them.
That's all I think about. There's a dude who's a weatherman. And there's Iraqis who love him.
People had this same reaction probably when they find out there's snow in Arizona. Like, snow in Iraq? What the?
Crazy. Yeah, the snow part. I still don't think that's snow.
No.
It's raining ricin down on the Sunnis, people. Thank God, snow. It's 6 inches of snow, not ricin.
Now papers are falling from the sky.
Look at the papers from the skies. We bomb, display things for the people of the Sunnis. You're so wrong. You're so wrong. Al Akbar, Channel 4 News. My name is Wacky Bobby.
There's no yellow snow, only red snow.
Only red snow with the blood of the non-believer, the infidel's red snow. I hate you, America. Die, 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 infidel. 68. It's Wacky Bobby on Channel 4.
Thanks for the weather, Wacky Bobby.
No problem.
I love the Wacky Bobby.
Oh, we find he's rained the drone parts down in Takrita. It's great. We assimilate that. We make our own drones and then kill the infidel American blood. We'll flood in the rivers. The rivers of that land and all of the rivers. 68 degrees. We'll be right back with sport.
Back to the cave.
The one sport we have.
We have a sport. Oh, yeah, it's come back. As Ralach, Rock the Rock Manach will do the sports coming up soon, huh?
News Cave 9.
Channel 4 News.
Iraqi Bobby.
The Iraqi Bobby. How you do?
It's
the weather.
There's come out Iraqi named Bobby.
Grand opening of the Kroger that got blown up a few years ago. Look about the Iraqi Bobby. I'll be the ribbon cutting and hating Sunnis.
They're only named Bobby if they moved here from Iraq and need to change their name.
Got to move over. I tell American soldiers, infidel pig people, I tell them my name is Bobby, and they let me go. Right? I was part of Saddam's fourth army, the fourth largest army. I was the reserves. But I tell them, yeah, I'm Bobby, I'm cool, huh? America, put me on to something. Then I try to kill the pigs, but they get away.
If you get in a cab and the Iraqi guy says his name's Bobby, yeah, Bobby. Get the hell out.
No, Bobby. You're about to have a great time.
No, you're in trouble.
Where to, Chief? For Bobby. Uh-oh. Hey, Bobby take you anywhere. Bobby drive you. Isn't it beautiful outside? It used to be weatherman on Channel 4. Baghdad
TV. You hate snow.
What are you running from, Bobby?
It was me and my friend Harak. He did the, and then Patty Kirkpatrick. She was there for a long time.
Hey, look, it's Iraqi Bobby.
That's what happened to Patty Kirkpatrick. Yeah, she worked at 12, then 3, then quit for a little while, then worked at 4 in Baghdad. Wacky Bobby and Patty. 5, 6, and 10.
Reporting live from Ahmad's VCR repair shop.
Oh, this touching story as a soldier returned home to his family to find his family had been blown to bits. Let's take a look. They were at the hockey game between Baghdad and Takrit and stand for the soldiers because they've been blown to bits. Found a mass grave, 68 degrees.
We need the shot in front of the building.
There are no buildings! Live from a mass grave. It's Wacky Bobby, eh? Who goes out to Channel 4 News from mass grave? Oh, it was a beautiful day at the mass grave. 69.
The snow has caved in the building behind me.
Back to you, Patty. I plant bombs here and here to kill Sunnis. 68. We work in Fahrenheit.
I don't know why, and I don't think I'm alone, that hearing the Baghdad TV weatherman is in a snowball fight doesn't seem...
Doesn't register.
Like the normal news I hear from Iraq.
Thanks, Brady, for mixing it up.
Yes. Yeah,
really, giving us the good side. Brady does have rose-colored glasses.
We'll be at a wine festival just south of Baghdad today. And then we get to eat from only restaurant in town that did not blow up and will not serve Sunnis. Hate them.
Come on down to the mall this afternoon for a flash mob.
Oh, we're still doing the flash mob, which is just we go in there and we place just giant
flashbangs
in front of Sunnis and they beat the crap out of them and take their dinner.
The final radio video.
God, I hope it's a Pakistani weatherman.
No, this is a couple of Asians playing music, techno music with barcode hand scanners. They've made the barcodes bigger and smaller, so it kind of creates a different
sound. Made
notes
out of the beat.
Yeah.
Leave it to the Asians to make fun out of barcodes. They work at a Foot Locker?
They're getting after it. That's what I thought.
Asian Foot Locker. That's Tilda Swinton. This took forever. There's so much mass. They don't seem too concerned about this coronavirus. This is what the Geek Squad does when nobody calls.
They're playing their shirts.
I just think those things... I think they're using a defibrillator paddles.
Right.
They've definitely shut down the beverage place here in front of the
camera. Whoever they are has annoyed every patron out. Even the guy filming it's leaving.
Yep. I'm out.
That's enough. Wacky Asians. All right, there you go. See, President's Day. You people had to go to work? Like 45% of the audience is asleep?
The rest got a Iraqi Bobby.
And the rest of you got a Iraqi Bobby.
You're Enjoy welcome. That gold.
You're goddamn welcome. And you know what? I'm with him. You, Sunnis. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, dead ass.
What? What did you just say?
Dead ass. 98 KUPD.